Now, we'll invite Brother Tim Bain to develop the theme, Help Others to Seek Jehovah's Righteousness, Our Children.
For a moment, we're going to consider a certain plant. And the plant is called a Venus flytrap. So what is unique about this plant? Well, it looks normal. It looks like a normal plant. But when we look closer at it, there's some unique characteristics about it. For instance, the leaves. Now, the leaves, they give off a sweet-smelling odor. It's a nectar that actually attracts insects. And when the insect lands on the plant traps it. Also, the plant emits a fluorescent blue glow. So, towards evening, when the insects notice this, again, it's attracted by this blue glow. This plant appears harmless, but it uses deception and appeal to attract and trap its victims. You know, our children today, they live in a world that draws them away from the path of serving Jehovah. You know, Satan is similar to this Venus flytrap. He uses deception and appeal to attract our young, tender brothers and sisters. How is this done? Well, ideas, trends, pressures, enticements, and the glitz and glamour of this world divert the focus away from Jehovah's standards. Now, these diversions combined with the child's own sinful tendencies can make it very hard, but not impossible, to keep serving Jehovah. Let's take out our Bibles and look at 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. And there it says, So flee from youthful desires, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a clean heart. So notice, our youth need to flee from youthful desires. And we would like to commend all you faithful youths in the audience today that for your endurance and loyalty in staying close to Jehovah and avoiding Satan's snares. Now, how will our children have the fortitude to endure the pressures that Satan puts upon them? Well, our children do not acquire this particular protection automatically, the strength to endure, just because maybe, well, the parents are in the truth. Let's take out another scripture and look at Proverbs 22 and 6. What is required for us as parents? Proverbs 22 and verse 6. There it says, Train a boy in the way he should go. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it. So notice what we have to do. We need to be training our children, don't we? And the benefit of that? Well, as years go by, they will remember that training. Let's look at some Bible examples of youth in Bible times. For instance, the little Israelite girl. Now, this little girl became a servant in the home of Naaman. He was a chief Syrian army commander. Now, Naaman, he was afflicted by leprosy. But the little girl knew of Jehovah's power that he was able to miraculously cure people through Elisha. So Naaman's wife found out about Jehovah's miraculous power from this little Israelite girl. This is a fine example of how our young ones ask for courage from Jehovah and receive it. They get courage to witness to teachers, to students, and others in their school. What about another example is Daniel in the three Hebrews. You know, Daniel 1 and 17 says that the true God gave these children knowledge, insight in all writing and wisdom. So these young ones were selected to be part of Nebuchadnezzar's royal court. But it was a lot greater privilege to them to be used by Jehovah. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah remained faithful to Jehovah, even under pressure of the fiery furnace and also the golden image. So what do we learn from these fine examples, these biblical examples of young ones? Well, these young ones developed their own love for Jehovah, didn't they? And they developed a strong relationship with Jehovah. As parents, we need to spend time with our children and cultivate a warm relationship with Jehovah. We want our children to get into a habit of trusting in Jehovah with all their dealings that they have in life, whether at school, at play, or at home. Let's look at another scripture, at Psalm 40 and verse 8. Psalm 40 and verse 8. There it says, "To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is deep within me." So notice, we want our children to be happy about serving Jehovah. And also, your law is deep within me. We want our children to have Jehovah's laws ingrained in their hearts. We want to guide our children and not force them to love Jehovah. If we force them, they may rebel. But if we guide them, they will likely respond. Our family worship is an excellent time when we can inculcate and guide our children. For some areas, we could see need for improvement. In other areas, they'll have good qualities that they can improve on. If our children are going to seek Jehovah's righteousness, they need to develop a love for Jehovah. So now let's look in as a father and daughter are talking, and the daughter has just come home from school.
So Elise, how did school go today?
Not so good.
Really? What happened?
Well, Anna invited me to her birthday party.
But she knows you don't celebrate birthdays.
Yes, I have told her so many times that I don't celebrate birthdays, but when I explained why, she called me a bad friend.
Oh, that's too hard. Sorry about that.
It is hard.
You know something? Mom and I are really proud of you. You tried very hard to be a good girl. You tried very hard to be Jehovah's friend. I know your example is also setting a good example for Kara, your little sister. So I want you to think of this. Do you remember Job?
Yes.
Yeah, he tried to do the right thing. He tried to be Jehovah's friend. And what did Satan do to him?
Satan made Job very sick.
Yeah, that was very hard. And you think Satan was happy to do that?
Yes.
Good. Okay. But now let's think about this. How did Jehovah feel about Job when he did the right thing?
Jehovah was very happy.
And how about the angels in heaven with Jehovah? Were they also happy or sad?
Yes, they were happy too.
Good. So you see, when we do the right thing, we make Jehovah happy. And that's what true friends do. And you know something? The next time you do something that's very good, the next time you do the right thing, some people may not understand. Some people may even be mean. But you know what? I want you to think about how Jehovah feels. Think about how the angels in heaven also feel. And you know, there's a scripture that always I like you to keep in mind. It will help you to do that. You see here in Proverbs chapter 27, you see the first part of verse 11? Can you read that?
Be wise, my son, and make my heart rejoice.
You see, good. So when we do the right thing, Jehovah is happy. And you know what? You've tried so hard. We know you tried so hard. So you know what? I think I can give you a treat at this point.
Thank you, Daddy.
What a fine example of guiding our tender young ones. You know, we want our children to have peace and happiness by pursuing Jehovah's righteousness. We want our children to develop a deep love for Jehovah and really make the truth their own.